We are told in the Doctrine and Covenants that after the testimony of the servants of God, the testimony of earthquakes and the testimony of other events will follow. And all things shall be in commotion, and surely men's hearts shall fail them, for fear shall come upon all people. As a member of the Caribbean Area Presidency, I was a personal witness to the faithful saints who replaced fear with faith. Lessons learned in Haiti may be likened to Book of Mormon illustration. The impression of that terrible destruction brought to my mind the words in the 28th chapter of Alma. This was a time that there was a great mourning and lamentation heard through all the land. 42 members lost their lives, while their families and friends mourn for the loss of their kindred, yet they rejoice, exult in the hope, and even know, according to the promises of the Lord, that they are raised to dwell at the right hand of God in a state of never-ending happiness. Immediate help was sent by the church to members and non-members, and was distributed under the direction of local priesthood and relief society leaders. They not only received medical aid, food, water, and other basic supplies, they also received counsel, guidance, and comfort from their local leaders. They have the support of the members of the church in all the world that mourn with those that mourn, yea, and comfort those that stand in need of comfort. Different prophets in different times warned us of another tragedy that is less perceptible but not less important, and this is the awful death that cometh upon the wicked, for they die as to things pertaining to things of righteousness, for they are unclean, and no unclean thing can inherit the kingdom of God. Nephi taught this principle to these brothers, saying to them that those who die in their wickedness must be cast off also as to the things which are spiritual, which are pertaining to righteousness. Samuel the Lamanite prophet taught that whosoever repenteth not is hewn down and cast into the fire, and there cometh upon them again a spiritual death, yea, a second death, for they are cut off again as to things pertaining to righteousness. The tragedy of dying to things that are spiritual has a greater impact for those who have been once enlightened by the Spirit of God and have had great knowledge of things pertaining to righteousness, and then have fallen away into sin and transgression. They become more hardened, and thus their state becomes worse than though they had never known these things. As parents and leaders, we need to watch over our members and families, helping them to stay away from those things that could lead them to a spiritual death. We also seek to rescue those who are now dead to the things that are spiritual and help them to be born again, yea, born of God, changed from their carnal and fallen state to a state of righteousness, being redeemed of God, becoming his sons and daughters. The spiritual healing of those who have been dead to the things pertaining to righteousness comes about through the power of the atonement, the conversion to the truth, and adherence to the principles of righteousness. Teaching our members and families about the things pertaining to righteousness is essential in the process of achieving an enduring conversion, since it can lead them to obtain correct knowledge of the Lord's commandments, the principles and doctrines of the gospel, and the requirements and ordinances with which we must comply in order to achieve salvation in the Lord's kingdom. There are many examples in the scriptures that confirm the importance of teaching the things pertaining to righteousness to help obtain an enduring conversion. In the account that is given of Ammon and his brethren preaching the gospel among the Lamanites we read, "And Amon did preach unto the people of King Lamoni, and it came to pass that he did teach them all things concerning things pertaining to righteousness." We can see the results of diligently teaching all things pertaining to righteousness as we continue reading in the account in the chapters 23 and 27, where it says, "As many as believed, as are many as were brought to the knowledge of the truth, were converted unto the Lord, and never did fall away." When Alma the elder established the church, he consecrated worthy men as their priests and teachers, who did watch over their people and did nourish them with things pertaining to righteousness. Parents play an essential role in helping their children to understand the things pertaining to righteousness. In the Book of Mormon, we find that Alma, being grieved because of the iniquity, the wars, and the contentions that existed, and distressed by the hardness of heart of his people, caused that his sons should be gathered together, that he might give unto them every one his charge separately concerning the things pertaining unto righteousness. It is interesting to notice that he taught and gave his children their charge separately, adapting his instructions to each son according to that son's needs. He bore testimony and taught them doctrine and principles, preparing them to preach those same principles to others. In a time when the family is under attack from the forces of evil, and when the conditions in which we live are not so very different from those that Alma experienced, the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve have set forth in the family a proclamation to the world that parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness. This includes nurturing, supporting, and teaching children in all things pertaining to righteousness, so that they might remain firm with their loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and with their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Just as in the times of Alma, our leaders also watch over the members of the church and nourish them with things pertaining to righteousness. Those things will help us to achieve an enduring conversion. In the document Leadership Training Emphasis, revised December 10, 2009, the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve asked that both priesthood and auxiliary leaders encourage each family member, parents and children, to study the Scriptures, pray regularly, and live the gospel of Jesus Christ. Studying the Scriptures, praying regularly, and living the gospel of Jesus Christ are works of righteousness. And the Lord has revealed this wonderful promise: "He who doeth the works of righteousness shall receive his reward, even peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come." In order to more effectively teach the things pertaining to righteousness, it is important to understand that in addition to imparting information, we must facilitate revelation. This way, the person being taught can feel the desire to know these principles for himself. The Lord revealed to Hiram Smith through his brother, the prophet Joseph Smith, "I will impart unto you of my spirit, which shall enlighten your mind. We shall fill your soul with joy, and then shall you know all things whatsoever you desire of me, which are pertaining unto things of righteousness, in faith, believing in me, that you shall receive." In conclusion, the Scriptures warn us of the danger of dying as to things pertaining to righteousness, and of the serious consequences this has for those who, having been enlightened by the Spirit of God, fall into sin and transgression. Teaching the things pertaining to righteousness is an important element in helping people come to a knowledge of the truth, be converted, and remain firm in the faith of Christ. and to the end. Parents have the sacred duty to teach their children regarding things pertaining to righteousness. Leaders, teachers can watch over and nourish the members under their care, diligently teaching them all things pertaining to righteousness. This can be achieved more effectively if revelation is facilitated during the teaching process, thus creating in the people the desire to be enlightened by the Spirit of God. Then, as they exercise faith, the Spirit can make known to them the things pertaining unto righteousness. Of these things I testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.